Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The Junior Chef team from Montgomery County will represent Kentucky in the Southeast Junior Chef Competition next year. Farm to School Program Coordinator Tina Garland with the Kentucky Department of Agriculture says this year's competition at the Kentucky State Fair in Louisville featured seven new teams.
Montgomery County took home the trophy for the third time, so they proved to be really competitive. But, LaRue County was runner-up, and this was their very first time to the competition. So we're awfully proud of each team that competed this year.
Garland says LaRue County was a tough first-time competitor.
LaRue County made a nacho and was just really good with ground beef, fresh peaches. Oh, it just had over 13 local ingredients in it. And the peppers, so the sweet and the hot, it just was really good.
She says Montgomery County also made a Mexican dish.
Montgomery County prepared a chicken fajita, a one-pan chicken fajita that is really, simple to make in schools as well for the food nutrition directors to duplicate that and put it on the menu. And they kind of topped it off with a spicy apple, and it was just amazing as well.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Tina Garland, who heads up the Kentucky Department of Ag's Farm to School program, says one of the main goals is to let children find new options for their school.
We wanted food service directors to menu items that were kid-tasted, kid-approved, that supported our local producers, and there again, taught and educated the students on not only where their food comes from, but how to prepare it, how much more nutritious local food is.
She says the students learn quite a bit during the program as well.
How to develop recipes, how to work as a team, their culinary skills such as life or knife skills, and it's just the whole program as a whole is just really a great program. And then having that food served in a cafeteria is just over the top is their end goal.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.